I invite you to close your eyes and just absorb the information that came from a few moments ago, where we talk about the earth being here for millions of years, and we talk about the solar system taking millions of years to do one rotation through the galaxy. And let us contemplate us being alive on the planet Earth right now in this moment. And as we contemplate us being here in this moment, think of all the lifetimes we have experienced that lead us to this point, this moment, this time of great awakening and shift, and you are here as part of that shift. It is time for a congratulations, a celebration that you are here, that you are part of this shift. And this shift is all about awakening. Awakening to what? Awakening to the Creator within. And if you have awakened to the Creator within, what is it that you need to do? Could it be as simple as sitting in the chair and receiving the love from the Creator that wants to be found? Indeed. This is all you need to do in this moment. Sit in the chair, be loved, and receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is common for us to give themes for the month, and this is no exception. One of the most interesting, powerful, and profound energies a human has to deal with is the energy of past lives. Now, there are so many in this culture that I speak in who don't believe in past lives at all. So this isn't really an issue. Not that they have been taught by their spiritual leaders. However, here is something I'll tell you that I have said before. The majority of Earth, based upon polling what they believe in the spiritual systems they are in, believe in the afterlife. More than that, they believe in past lives. It seems to be very consistent, except perhaps in the culture that my partner was born in. It took him a while to see, understand, and believe that this beautiful, complex, and forever soul of yours doesn't just show up one time and leave. It has a purpose on the earth, and it stays here, lifetime after lifetime. Part of your soul energy is what actually then tempers the earth with energy. Gaia and you are partners. There's a reason for your life force to be on the planet, for you to contribute to the crystalline grids and all the others that are there. And when you leave this planet, things take place that we have talked about before, and you return. And when you return, it's a continuation, you might say, of the Akashic school. Now, we've used the word Akash many times. You've also heard it in reference to the Akashic record. So let me explain. When we say Akash, it is the entire system of energy that revolves around this life and past lives, that works within you every time you show up. It's an active collective energy of past life experience. The Akashic Record, the definition of that would be an actual record, perhaps, that you could look at that sees what you've been through, who you've been on this planet, and what it meant. It's hidden in such a way that it's not actually available instantly to you, although it is becoming more active as this planet shifts. There are those of you who have gifts who can read it for others as well. It helps to explain what's going on now with your life, because all of your past lives, the Akash, the Akashic Record, all of them meld together in a confluence of energy that sits on you right now as you sit there listening to this. There are so many things that I would love to tell you about the Akash. So this month, these channels will be about those. The big one, and I'll get right to it. Your immediate past life, the one you were just in before this one, has the largest influence on you right now. Although the energy isn't linear, that is to say, the further back you get, the less it affects you, there is an exception, and that is your immediate past life. What you went through then was a precursor for who you are today. It's almost like your immediate past life and this one meld together in such a way that you could almost continue it. How many of you, now that you have this wonderful tool called the internet, how many of you have been able to see amazing things that shouldn't exist that have to do specifically with the Akash? Here's what I mean. Have you seen children of both genders who are able to play beautiful concertos on the piano and their hands are almost able to reach the notes? This is a prodigy, you would call it. And that is simply a label for what you don't understand. For if you ask any music teacher, they would say, you don't have enough years to practice to do what they're doing. It seems like it's built in. And as soon as they're able to touch the piano and reach the keys, they're playing like a maestro. How? Welcome to the Akash. This is the immediate past lifetime of a profound musician who lived it to such a degree that it's imbued in their DNA. And when they are reborn as the child that you see playing the piano, they are continuing that lifetime in that way. Are you getting this? It's all around you. I wouldn't say it's proof, because you can't put it in a test tube. You can't make then all of these blind tests you're supposed to make to qualify it. But it's there. Have you seen some of the youngsters paint like masters as soon as they could figure out how to mix the paint? It's all around you. Things that shouldn't happen when you're 5 years old or even three are happening. And you're watching the continuation of your Akash. Your most immediate past lifetime is probably the most important one that you're sensing. There are so many things I could tell you about this. What happened in that lifetime that might shape who you are? Not simply the talent that you might have had, but I'll tell you this. Many of the worries and the fears and who you were then transfer right over. It's a continuing to worry. What did you die from? Did you die early? What is it you continued that right now you're dealing with that you may not have even thought of where it came from? Why are you struggling to go through things that you say, I should know better? That's really not me. Why do I go here? Why do I do this? Why is this? The why is in the past life, and you can drop it. You can drop all those energies. You're going to say, okay, what therapist do I go to? Where should I do? You can do it yourself. You are so powerful. Your consciousness is king and queen of who you are. Did you hear me use two genders? I'll talk about that in a moment. Dear Spirit, you might say, I hereby drop all of the things that would keep me from my magnificence this time around. I choose not to carry any of the negative things that interfere with my magnificence in this life at this time. I don't need them. I'll tell you something. There were systems that happened where you used to need them before this shift, before this awakening. It was called karma. That's why it exists. You carry it through so you can work with it. You don't need that anymore. We have had that discussion on this very program. You don't need that anymore at all. This is a new earth, new energy, new human. And you can drop it. And you can drop it by yourself without help. Now, there are those who are very good at showing you the path to help you do this. And you can consult them if you feel it's difficult. But make no mistake, who's dropping what? It's you who are in charge of your own soul experience while you're on this planet right now. Dear Spirit, I choose to drop all these things that don't work for me. Now, here's a big one. Germane for the times. Appropriate for the times. And when I tell you, you'll go, oh. What gender were you last time? What if that's not the gender you are this time? Because you take turns. And it's not always every other lifetime. Many times you're one gender for many lifetimes, and then you switch and you're another gender for other lifetimes. But every single human I am speaking to right now has been both. Is it confusing to you? Some are starting to awaken to this. Who am I? They're saying. There is such an acute memory of both genders that you're sorting it out. People would ask, why is it right now in this culture, especially on this planet, where there are so many gender-specific ideas and questions? This is an awakening planet of consciousness, and you're starting to remember both. You can choose whatever you choose, but it's not a mystery. It's not an issue of unbalance either. You are simply starting to awaken to the full you. You may not like the fact that you've been both genders. You start to interview one gender or the other, and you'll actually deny it. No, I was never the other gender. Because you don't want what you see on the planet. Dear ones, you were. Every male has given birth. Every woman has picked up a sword. I'll tell you, you are magnificently endowed with everything that possibly you could have been. You have to love that. I wanted to give you this lesson on the Akash and the energy therein to help you to understand what you might be feeling. And I'm not talking about genders here. I'm talking about magnificence here, about experience here, about wisdom here, about all these things. But be aware that your last immediate lifetime, wherever you were, whatever you did, whatever took place, is right now in you very powerfully. Are you enjoying it or not? And if you're not, drop the things that don't work and become new. I'm Kryon. So in love with all of you. Magnificent in every way. You are. And so it is.